Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It is out of hand in the center field, and this game is over. Got him. And that's a perfect game. Swing and a miss. The Giants are world champions.
Welcome to the Giants Insider Podcast on CSNBayArea.com. Sponsored by Max Muscle Sports Nutrition. Introducing your host, San Francisco Giants Insider, Alex Pavlovich.
Hey everybody, welcome to episode 19 of our Giants Insider Podcast, brought to you as always by Max Muscle. Thank you to them for sponsoring all of this. Today's guest, a special one, John Miller, talking about another legendary broadcaster Vin Scully, who finishes his career here this weekend at AT&T Park for Giants Dodgers. So I had to get John on for a few minutes, tell us a little bit about Vin and some of his memories. I think John could have gone on for hours talking about Vin and telling stories, and certainly would have been up for it. Nolan Arenado did actually interrupt it. I think you'll hear it in there a couple times. Nolan was waiting to talk to John, and if you know anything about what he's done to the Giants over the last couple of years, I don't think we wanted to make him wait any longer. Nolan has obviously done a lot of damage here at AT&T Park. It was kind of cool actually to watch, because John is, you know, somebody in his own right who is a legendary broadcaster, and he said Nolan grew up watching Sunday Night Baseball, so that's kind of the connection there. And whenever the Giants play the Rockies, the two chat for a few minutes. Arenado comes over and wants to say hello, so kind of a cool moment there. I think this weekend will be full of them with Vin Scully here for Giants Dodgers. Obviously a huge series in many respects. Here's the podcast with John Miller. John Miller, it feels weird being on this side of the mic for you. It feels like you should be doing it, but I think my chance to interview you about somebody I know you've gotten to know quite a bit, Vin Scully, coming in this weekend and in his final game. What do you think just of I guess, what don't we know about him? You know him well. We just kind of get to watch him.
Well, you know, one thing about Vinny, I hate to admit this, because when I was a kid growing up here in the Bay Area, I was 10 years old and I saw my first Giants game, and it was a Giants-Dodger game. So I hated the Dodgers. I mean, they had Maury Wills and Sandy Koufax and Don Drysdale and all these guys that I disliked intensely, because they often beat the Giants. And I had a chance to hear Vinny when I was 10, and we had Russ Hodges and Lon Simmons, and Russ, when the Giants would hit a home run, would say, you know, bye-bye, baby, and Lon would say, tell it goodbye. And as a Giants fan, you'd get goosebumps when you heard those phrases. And Vinny, I heard him, and he gave a very vivid description of where the ball was headed, and, you know, it's back, it's a way back, and she's gone. And I remember as a 10-year-old sort of making the assessment of, well, no wonder he's working in a jerkwater town like L.A., if that's all he's got, he'll never get out of that town. So I'm happy to say, as I grew a little bit older, I got a little more mature and a little more discerning, and truly realized just how great he was at it. And as a guy who wanted to go into broadcasting himself, I thought, well, this is a guy I need to study him a little bit and learn from him. However, there is one thing that I'd like to bring up that all these years later, I was right about at that time when I was 10. He's still in L.A. He never got out of there.
It's still a problem.
But I think, you know, Vinny, one of the great things about being with the Giants, for me, is the fact that the Giants play the Dodgers so often, and so we see Vin Scully all the time. In years gone by, I used to see Vinny. He'd come in maybe to do a game of the week when I was with the Red Sox or the Baltimore Orioles. So you just see him every so often. And he was always a gentleman, and he'd do an interview with you and things like that. and which I tried to do whenever I could because he's such a great storyteller. But, in fact, one of the times I do remember, 1984, the Detroit Tigers had this incredible start to their season. They ended up winning the whole thing that year. And at one point, they were 35-5 to start the season. Well, this brought up which team was the last to have a start like that. Well, it was the Dodgers back in 55 or 56, somewhere in there, or maybe 53. And so the Orioles had a game at Tiger Stadium, and Vin Scully came in to do the game of the week with Joe Garagiola. And so I asked him if I could do a few minutes with him for our pregame show, and he was very gracious and agreed to do it. So then he proceeded to tell me stories about that Dodger team and the differences between the Dodger team and this Tigers team, as good as the Tigers were. And that's what's great about Vinny, because if there's something that sort of jogs his memory, then he's got a story that goes with it. And I think that, for me, is always one of the things I most admired about his broadcast. The stories are not... He doesn't have, like, a list of stories that he carries in his briefcase to the ballpark. He says, well, maybe I'll use... I'll pick from these 20 tonight. The stories always have to do with something that just happened in the game, and then the story becomes apropos, that jogged his memory, something that happened back in the old days. You know, you remember the infamous tarp incident at Wrigley Field a couple years ago, where the Cubs grounds crew really screwed up bringing out the tarp.
We were there pretty late that night.
Oh, God. And the Giants were trailing at the time, and it was an official game. When we left the ballpark, the Giants had lost that game because the Wrigley Field grounds crew just totally screwed up taking the tarp out. Well, Vin Scully, the next time we saw Vinny, he wanted to know all about it. So we told him what all happened. And then, voila, Vinny had a story for 1953 from St. Louis when he was with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And they had a game against the Cardinals. But the old ballpark, at that time Sportsman's Park, was actually owned by the St. Louis Browns. There were two. The Cardinals just rented the ballpark from them. But now the Browns were... They were hemorrhaging money. They drew 290,000 people for that season. And they were on their way out the door. They were going to move to Baltimore for the next year. So they had decided, according to Vinny, they weren't spending any more money on anything, including the tarp. And so any time that there was some damage to the tarp, the groundskeeper just sewed it up. And, like, I envisioned a guy getting one of those little packets you get in a hotel room, you know, but with the little sewing kit. And so now... A couple hours before the Dodgers are supposed to play the Cardinals, a big rainstorm hits, and the grounds crew starts to take the tarp out, and then just when they're trying to stretch it out across the infield, it tears completely in half, and the grounds crew on both sides of the tarp fall over, and the whole infield ends up exposed because the tarp is torn in half, and it's not covering the infield, and the game ended up being called off. So, and I remember thinking... That's just a much more entertaining story than our story at Wrigley Field, which was just more outrageous, you know. And and that's where, you know, he's got a story about just about anything that can happen, and that's what I love about Vinny, because the stories are always fun and entertaining. Bob Costas and I used to have a joke back in the '80s when Vinny was doing the game of the week on NBC, and Bob would do the second game. That would go to maybe 30%, 40% of the country, and Vinny would have the main game. And we said, you know, Vinny is held in such high esteem by the players themselves that they never hit one off the wall or hit a home run until he's finished a story.
It does seem that way.
I mean, for us, it's kind of like a... How often you get to you get a good story going, and then just before you hit the punchline... Off the wall, double, two-run score. Manager's going out to the mound to take the ball, and you haven't even finished your story yet. That never seemed to happen to Vinny. So we always would kind of laugh about it. But I'm guessing maybe there was a time where Vinny told a story and didn't make it all the way through.
We just still remember it.
But I think that, truth be told, that he has such an exquisite sense of timing about the game that Vinny intuitively... would know, having been around the game so long, when might be the right time for the story that he just thought of that goes with the moment, or where he thought, no, not right now. I think this pitcher and this batter, I think something could be about to happen. I better not get into that right now. And I think that's really the way it is. So anyway, and the Vinny that we know now, still, I mean, at 88 years old and doing games on television all by himself and keeping them fresh and interesting and entertaining is just remarkable all by itself and a great testament to him. But the Vin Scully that I remember when I was much younger, that was the Vin Scully at the height of his powers. And he was a radio guy. He did some TV, but he was a radio guy. And so my favorite Vin Scully moments generally had to do with moments that he captured on the radio, where he not just had the moment and a line for it, but had to paint the picture so that you felt like you actually saw the moment. And there was nobody better at doing that than Vin Scully.
You guys took a picture with him when you guys were down there, I think, in August. And I know for him, he's talked a lot about how special it is there's Giants-Dodgers this weekend finishing up. What do you think that'll mean for him? And you know, he's going to be on our broadcast for an inning. I think he's going to take over yours for an inning as well. Seems like kind of the perfect way for him to go out.
Well, if there is such a thing. But I remember we were all, because we would always go over to his booth before games, and especially in Dodger Stadium. And you know, we were always anxious to have him tell a story, and because I would just turn around and recycle those on my broadcast. You know, Vinny was telling a story tonight, and it was pretty cool. He said, you know, we couldn't really. Hey, no, not yet, but almost. Yeah,
Nolan Arenado can come on the podcast if you.
Oh, yeah, come on over.
That's sorry. Who that is for the people listening.
Sorry. We have distinct memories of Vinny telling us that he had no plans to retire. And this is maybe, I don't know, 5 years ago or whatever. He was just going to keep going as long as he could. And I don't know what changed his mind, but it has been kind of bittersweet, you know, seeing all the last of this, the last of that, and the huge outpouring of affection directed toward Vinny from the fans in Los Angeles, and Vinny right back to them. And people often ask, why do you think Vinny does those games on TV all by himself? Why didn't he just have a former player, Oral Hershiser, whoever, and wouldn't it be easier even? And I think the reason that the Dodgers just leave it as it is the Dodger fans, they don't want that other guy. It probably wouldn't even be fair to Oral or whoever ended up in the booth with him. They just want to hear Vinny. And if the other guy's talking, it's like, why is he talking so much? I don't want to hear that. I want to hear what Vinny has to say. And I think that's the way it is. So Vin Scully is baseball. He's the Dodgers. And it's hard to think of the Dodgers without thinking of Vin Scully. And if you talk to Vin, immediately you think Dodgers. So this is the 127th season of Dodger baseball, and the 67th that Vin Scully has broadcast those games. And of course, when they were born in 1890, there was no radio, so they didn't have any games on the radio probably till the 30s. So there may have been 11, 12, 13 years in the history of the Dodgers where they were on radio or radio and television, and Vin Scully wasn't the broadcaster. So it is astounding, and I think without compare, and probably something that will never be duplicated.
It's an incredible run, and I appreciate you taking a few minutes to talk about him. And Nolan Arenado crushes the Giants so much that I think if we make him wait, he's just going to do more damage tonight. So go out there and tell him to be nice.
All right. He's really fun, Arenado, and he's a big, big fan. He was always a fan as a kid, and really one of the great young emerging stars in the game. So,
well, tell him to stop hitting a home run here every night.
Yeah, take it easy, buddy. Yeah, come on.
Thanks, John.
All right, thanks.
In the center field, and this game is over. Got him. And that's a perfect game. Swing and a miss. The Giants are world champions.
The Giants Insider Podcast on CSNBayArea.com.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa playsets. Peppa Pig. Inspiring kid confidence.